It all started when I started getting hornier the older I got. Hubby was always working and too busy for sex, so I started looking around at other men. Nothing excites me more than to look at all the pictures of naked men on the internet, stroking their hard cocks, looking for a hot woman to help them out. I decided that I wanted to be that woman. It was difficult, but with a husband who might show up home at any time, and a son with friends hanging out and goofing off, and, well, whatever horny young men do these days. It was really hard to plan anything with a hot, young, horny stud, so I decided to just make do with my dildo. And then I got an idea. My dog has a cock. Rex is a mixed breed. Got him from the pound, and he was very affectionate and grateful. I remember when we first got him, I was laying in bed reading a book before I went to sleep. Hubby was in the living room watching TV, and the dog hopped up on the bed and squirmed around in kind of a sitting position, kind of a begging position actually, showing me his hard, red-tip cock. Being a mixed breed, his prick was too big for his body, and he was always dragging it around, scraping the floor with it just about. I was fascinated looking at Rex's hard, doggy cock sneaking out of its furry sheath. I just had to touch it, and I think that's what Rex wanted too. He wanted me to touch him. I've read about how dogs can recognize pictures and such, and Rex was always around when I was looking at male porn and pictures of naked men, so the dog must have put two and two together and gotten five, figuring that I might be hot for doggy cock. And come to think of it, maybe I was. So I reached my hand over and touched his cock. He started whimpering, so I took a firmer hold of it and started stroking it. Well, Rex just started drooling like you wouldn't believe, and his big pink tongue was hanging out, and he was panting to beat the bad. So then I got an idea. I figured that maybe if I sucked his doggy dick, he would eat my cunt. So I quick ran into the kitchen and dug out the jar of peanut butter, and I ran back to the bedroom, hoping that Rex still had a boner. And sure enough, there he was, waiting for me on the bed, right where I left him. Such a good doggy. So I opened up the jar of peanut butter, and then I laid back down on the bed, spread my legs, and smeared a big glob of the stuff right there on my cunt mound. I opened my legs wider and tried to turn Rex around so he was in the right position to lick the peanut butter off my gash while I sucked his doggy cock. I was lying on my back, legs spread wide as his dog ass and cock were hovering right over my face. So I reached up and started stroking his hard doggy prick and brought it closer to my face so I could rub it all over my face and lips. I felt so nasty rubbing a dog's wet dick on my face and against my lips, opening my lips just a little bit to stick out my tongue and lick his tip, just to see what it tasted like and if I could handle it. Surprisingly, Rex's cock tasted pretty good, so I opened my mouth wider and shoved his cock inside. I had a pretty good grip on his prick, and then I closed my lips around it and started licking and sucking his head and shaft. Pretty soon, Rex got the hang of it and started humping his little doggy hips hard against my face and mouth, shoving his cock deeper into my mouth, and pretty soon he was hitting the back of my throat with it, and I started gagging on it. I loved what he was doing. It was so nasty, sucking a doggy dick while he humped against my face, driving his shaft down my throat, and all the time him licking the peanut butter off my cunt with his nice, big, pink, drooly, doggy tongue slobbering all over my slit. And he kept going, even after all the peanut butter was gone, too. Such a good doggy. I loved Rex's tongue on my gash. He was licking my clit so good that I knew it was going to come. I couldn't hold back anymore. So I started humping my hips up against his tongue and his doggy face while he was continuing to hump his hips against my face and ram his cock inside my mouth and down my throat. I was taking more and more of his prick, and he was swelling up something fierce, almost double in size, and I knew I was going to get in trouble if he ever unloaded his doggy jizz down my throat. He would knot up and probably choke me to death, and as soon as I figured that out, I popped his dog cock out of my mouth. It was tough going because Rex really, really wanted to nut in my mouth and down my throat. But I got us all turned around and positioned him just right so he could mount me and fuck his doggy cock into my fuck hole where it belonged. Well, Rex didn't need any instructions from me. He knew for sure what to do, and he just walked up on his hind legs and started bouncing that cock around until it was all lined up with my fuck hole, and then he plunged right in like he was born to it. Oh my God, I hadn't realized how big his doggy cock was. He was filling me right up, and he was fucking me so good too. I was getting ready to come on Rex's cock, and I knew he was getting ready too because he was humping me really hard and really fast, so deep inside my twat, and then I felt it. He pushed his big swollen doggy prick inside me all the way and unleashed a torrent of doggy spunk inside my fuck chute, really deep inside too. And that set me off and I came on his doggy dick. Then I realized something. Rex had knotted up inside me when he shot his load, plugging my fuck hole so his doggy spunk couldn't escape. And neither of us were going anywhere until his big bulb shrunk down so he could pull out. And who knew how long that was going to take. So Rex and I just stayed in position, his big doggy cock plucking my fuck hole, keeping his doggy seed inside me, hoping he mated with me and fertilized my human eggs with his doggy cum. Maybe even hoping that I would have his babies. I don't know. Whatever the fuck dogs think about when they're all tied up inside a wet, juicy cunt. So I was just laying there, basking in the afterglow of some really good, serious sex with Rex, when I heard noises in the house. It was my son, and he brought some friends home with him too. And here I was, naked, with a dog's huge doggy prick knotted up inside me. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Rex heard my son calling and got all excited and started barking. Woof, woof, woof. And I started yelling at the shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, Rex, Jesus. And then that got my son all excited, and he called out, Mom, are you all right? And I shouted out, yes, don't come up here. I'll be down in a minute. And all the time trying to push and shove Rex away from me, but his cock was still knotted up inside me, and no way could he pull out until his cock shrunk back down. Oh, God, what a fucked up mess this was going to be. Then I heard my son's footsteps on the stairs, and I knew he was coming upstairs to find me, and boy, was he ever gonna find me, too. And then more clumping sounds. It must be his friends had followed him. And then the door burst open, and there he was with two of his friends, all staring at me, naked, and my hands and knees, my big tits hanging down, my big ass raised up, my face messy from sucking doggy cock, and Rex covering me, laying his furry body on top of me with his big doggy cock knotted up inside me, plugging my fuck hole to keep his breeding spunk inside me, barking away all excited to see my son and his friends, woof, 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 hoping for a game of frisbee as soon as the guys had finished and his cock had shrunk down. I was mortified while my sons and his friends just stared at Rex and me, his cock stuck up inside my cunt, and a bunch of horny teenage guys just staring at us, unable to believe their eyes. There was no point in denying it. I was my dog's slut. I dropped my head in shame and rubbed my face against the bedspread, trying to wipe off some of the drool from when I sucked Rex's cock. I was hoping at least to keep that a secret. Jesus. Rex had knotted up inside me, his big, huge daddy knot tied us together. But oh my God, he had shot so much cum inside me. I could feel it. Oh, I was flooded. And my cunt was flooded with doggy spunk, and his knot had plugged me up but good. Nothing for a mommy to do except say, "You're home early, son. I wasn't expecting you so soon." And the boys just continued to stare at the sex scene they had just come upon. My son Mark and his buddies Bob and Tom were all standing by the doorway staring at me and the dog, hardly believing their eyes, which, by the way, were glazed with lust. They were leering at me. Even my son Mark, talking about my big plump tits hanging down. I was still on my hands and knees with Rex's doggy prick stuck inside my fuck hole, effectively being held captive until his cock shrunk and he could pull out. I felt very embarrassed and vulnerable, yet at the same time, I was starting to feel horny again. And I know the guys were horny too, by the way they were all rubbing their cock bulges through their pants, not caring that I saw them. After all, I was in no position to judge. Bobby said, "Look at that ass. I never knew your mother had such a great ass, all nice and rounded." And Tommy said, "Look at those tits, man, and those nipples. I can't wait to get my hands on them." And Mark, my own son, said, "I bet they would feel real good wrapped around my cock." I couldn't believe it. Here I was, all tied up with a dog, and all these three boys could think about was my ass and my tits. And then I heard the sound no woman can ever forget. The sound of a zipper sliding down. Actually, three zippers. I knew what that sound meant. Well, it could actually mean two things. Either a man was unzipping his pants to pull his cock out, or he was camping and he just unzipped his sleeping bag. But that's usually a much longer unzip sound. Except one time, before I got married, I was with this guy and I heard this unzip sound, and boy was I surprised when he... But I digress. Pretty soon, the boys were stroking their cocks and moving around the room, getting closer and closer to the bed where I was still tied to the dog, when Bobby reached out and started feeling my tits. I could tell he hadn't had much experience because he wasn't gentle as he needed them, his fingers pinching my nipples and twisting them. I cried out, "That hurts! Be more gentle!" And Tommy said, "If you're doing it with a dog, that means you like it rough." And so he grabbed my head and started rubbing his cock all over my face. Then he leaned down and whispered in my ear, "You know you want it. A slut like you can never get enough cock." And right then, Bobby pinched my nipples really hard, and I opened my mouth to scream when Tommy took the opportunity to shove his cock into my open mouth, and he said, "Suck it. And he proceeded to start fucking my mouth while Bobby leaned down and started sucking my tits and lathing my nipples with his tongue and then sucking the whole nipple in my mouth into his mouth and started sucking like a baby trying to get milk from his mother. It was starting to feel really good to me, and I didn't even mind it when Tommy shoved his meaty cock into my mouth even further and said, "Take it, bitch, all the way. Take the whole 9 inches down your throat." And my son Mark said, "Yeah, fuck her throat. Make her take it all." And I started choking and gagging while Tommy forced his meaty cock into my throat and my tongue moving around the underside of his shaft as he humped my face, his hands on my head, holding my head steady as he pumped his cock in and out of my mouth. Further and deeper, pulling my head tight to his young groin, my nose crushed against his belly, and his cock pushing deeper and deeper, and then I felt his cock swell up, and he held still, grunting as he shed a load of spunk down his best friend's mother's throat while my son watched. He said, "Swallow it, bitch, every fucking drop." And I had no choice, as there was so much I was practically drowning in spunk. After a minute, he pulled his cock out and started rubbing his wet, sticky dick all over my face, making my face all messy with his man goo, rubbing it all over my cheeks and my lips. Then he pulled out, and it was Bobby's turn, who wasted no time in shoving his young cock into my mouth, too. Once again, I felt my head being pulled into place, a cock pushed between my lips and being told to suck it. And so I sucked, and I licked to my heart's delight. Having a fondness for young cock. And Bobby said, "Man, your mother sure knows how to suck cock. I'm right down her throat, and she still wants more." And I was proud of my sucking skills because I knew that I was making my son proud of me, too. Bobby kept fucking his hard dick in and out of my mouth, and he was so excited that it didn't take long for him to come. His cock wasn't as big as Tommy's, but he sure shot a big load of warm, gushy, sticky fluid down my throat. So much that I was choking and gagging on it. Bobby said, "Swallow it. Just like you did Tommy's. I like the idea of you swallowing my spunk." And so did I. And when he pulled out, he rubbed his cock all over my tits and nipples too, besides my face, making them all wet and covered in man goo. By this time, about half an hour had passed, and I could feel Rex's knot shrinking down. And when he pulled his cock out, a lot of his doggy cum shot out of my cunt, too. He had filled me to overflowing. I could feel it shooting out of my fuck hole and down my legs onto the bed, getting the sheets all wet with dog goo. I just hoped I had a chance to change the bed before hubby came home. But not to worry. Soon there would be a lot more spent spunk on the sheet. Both of his friends had already come down my throat, but my son Mark hadn't come yet. I knew he was horny because I was watching him stroke his big, fat cock while I sucked off his buddies. Bobby asked him if he was going to fuck his mom's mouth too, like they had, but he just said that he had something else in mind. He said, "Mom, every night, all through my teenage years, I've wondered what it would be like to fuck you, to stick my big, fat, young cock up inside your wet fuckhole like Dad does, to hear you screaming for his cock to fuck you, begging him for his cum. I've waited and waited, and now here's my chance. I'm going to fuck you, Mom, and I want you to beg for my cum. Beg me to fuck you. Beg me to stick my big, fat, swollen young cock up inside your cunt. I'm going to plow your cunt, Mom, but not with all that doggy goo inside you. Bobby, get over here and suck my mom's cunt. Eat all that dog jizz so I can fuck her." And Bobby whined, "I can't do that. It's too dirty and disgusting to eat dog spunk." And my son just said, "Clean her cunt up, and I'll let you fuck her after I'm done." And Tommy said, "I want to do your mom, too. I'll eat her cunt. Eating dog goo out of a woman's cunt isn't anything new to me." And so Tommy got down there right between my legs and started on my wet, messy cunt, sucking it up so my son could fuck me. Man, oh man, was I in heaven. Tommy had one of those tongues that a woman dreams about, reaching into all the right places, licking my gash and sucking my clit so good. I just about came on his tongue, humping my hips back on his face as he ate me, watching Bobby and Mark stroke their cocks as they watched. Their cocks were so big and swollen, I couldn't wait until they fucked me, especially my son. I always wanted to fuck my son ever since I opened the bathroom door unexpectedly and saw him standing at the toilet pissing. My son's cock was even bigger than his father's, and I couldn't fucking wait to feel it inside my cunt. When my cunt was all cleaned up, my son Mark kneed Tommy out of the way and started rubbing his big stiff cock all up and down my spread ass cheeks and wet gash, being sure to hit my clit with it, circling my clit with his tip. Man, that felt so good. I said, "Hurry up, baby. I need your cock so bad, son." And he just said, "Beg me for it, Mom. Beg me to fuck you." And so I did. Please, son, fuck mommy. Fuck mommy now. Fuck mommy's cunt while your friends watch. Stick your big fat prick inside me and make me come on your cock. And Mark said, that's what I've been waiting for you to say, Mom. And he proceeded to line his big, fat, thick prick up inside my slit and push inside. I had thought Rex had stretched me out, but I was still tight for my son's cock. It was a fantastic feeling, him shoving inch after inch of swollen prick inside his mommy's wet gash, filling my fuck shoot up so good. I said, is it in all the way inside me, son? I feel so full. And he just snickered and said, not yet, Mom. I still have 4 more inches to go. Oh, my God, I felt so full. I didn't know I was going to take it all. But I did, as he continued to shove inch after inch of hard young cock inside my fuckhole. And I said, oh, son, oh, you're filling me up so good, baby. Now fuck me like you mean it. And my son started to plow my cunt with his big fuck stick, going farther and deeper inside than his father ever had, or even Rex. I love feeling my son's cock inside me so good. While he fucked me, I reached out and started fingering my clit, rubbing my fingers back and forth all around it, making my clit all stiff and hard. His friends just watching the action as they watch their best friend fucking his own mother. And then my son said, I'm going to come, Mom. Get ready to be filled with my spunk. I hope you're on birth control pills because I'm not pulling out. I'm going to fill you with my cock cream, my white man goo. I'm going to breed you, Mom. And then my son shot a big load of hot, incestuous seed up inside his mother's fuckhole, and it felt so good to be filled by my son that I couldn't help myself, and I came on his cock, and I shouted out, wait for me, son, I'm going to come too. Oh, oh, God, yeah, baby. Oh, God, I love your cock so much. Oh. And then I came on his cock, and it felt so good. Oh. My son stayed inside me as long as he could, and then his cock fell out, and a river of cum ran down my legs. Tommy pushed my son out of the way and said, get ready to be filled by another cock, as he rammed his big, fat, swollen prick up inside me. I loved being filled with cock and cum. It didn't take long for Tommy to come. He was so excited. And then Bobby shoved him out of the way and said, it's my turn. And then he plugged me up real good, too. And my son said, me too, Mom. And then he rubbed his dirty, messy, nasty, wet cock all over his mother's face and then parted my lips with it and said, suck it, Mom, just like you suck the dog's cock. And then he proceeded to hump my face and jam his cock down my throat while he dumped another load of hot seed into his mother's belly. Oh, I had so many orgasms that day that I was all dopey from coming so much. I was covered with dog cum, my son's cum, his 2 friends' cum, and I was still burping their jizz up from them fucking my throat. It was glorious, and I loved every minute of it. We all made arrangements to do it again sometime, and even Rex agreed. Woof, woof!